It's been an exhausting day. I did work. Then I had to clear out the car. To then drive to Ventura to pick up some stuff and load it. And say goodbye to someone. Beams, dude. Put your fucking beams on him. Let's go. The fuck? The fuck, dude? Fucking asshole. Thinking of yourself, you fucking tool. It's Ohio. You can suck my dick. Fucking asshole. Biggest client. I'd worked for them for 6 years and did great work for them. They were really happy with my work. Couldn't complain. In fact, in a recent call with an old colleague, she said to me, "My God, I went into your old files. Damn, you were good." What do you mean, we're good? I am good. I'm still good. So, becoming unemployed sucked. I didn't see it coming. And it came at a really bad time. When I was already deep in the throes of depression. And it was really, really hard to stay grounded. I really lost it for a bit. I'd been, like I said, depressed for a while. I'd been feeling really alienated from my wife. She basically paid no attention to me, said nothing to me. Day after day, and because I was depressed and in a very bad headspace, I just took it and thought, you know what? That's right. I deserve to be treated like that. Which is awful to think about. But that's another story. So, I got an email. It always starts with an email, doesn't it? I got an email, and the creative director, the new creative director, wanted to meet with me. Now, the new creative director is actually a colleague who I had worked with for 6 years, who had recently been promoted up to creative director. Totally deserved, totally worthy, a kick-ass designer. Anyhow, got the email, said, hey, I want to have a meeting with you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool, sounds good. Typically, when you get an email like that, or at least in my experience over the past 6 years, that was typically a sign like, hey, I want to talk with you about a new project, or hey, can you take over this project and put the other one on the brakes, or whatever. It was always a call about work, doing something. Except this time it wasn't about doing something. Well, it was about doing nothing for forevermore. Not really. They were kind enough to give me a part-time project working on their website, but I got dropped from all my projects, and it was like getting a samurai sword put right through my sternum and through my spine. I was absolutely gutted. It dropped me another 20 levels in depression. And I just started crying on this video call. In fact, when the call started and the news had to be broken, my colleague began to well up, and at that point in my head, I thought, fuck, this isn't what I thought this was going to be. This is something very not good, very bad. And it was. It was, I can't believe. I believe the words were said to me, I can't believe I have to say these words to you, but we have to let you go. And it was like anything after that for a good 30 seconds to a minute was nothing. It was like wah, 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 I don't know. I just lost all sense of time and space. I was just stunned and gutted. I had just completed work on two humongous projects. One where I was asked to come in and save the day, which I did. I made the client so fucking happy. He said to me, you got it. Like, I fucking got it. I did the discovery and got what the hell he wanted to bring to the executives. I made him a... It was great discovery, great experience. And I did all the UX design discovery on that. And yeah, he brought that to the president and the board, and they got the green light for probably $500,000 to $1 million software project. And my work was what sealed the deal. And then I got booted. There was another project I had been on for 2 years. I was the solo UX designer on a $2 million software project. I had done so much great work on that project. It's one that I actually wish I could go back and revisit, because it was such a complex project and problem. I actually might do that as a thing. Anyway, scratch that. Okay, this is enough. I'm gonna shut up now. Suffice it to say, the news was stunning, and after the bomb was dropped, I said, you know, I just gotta go. I can't stay on the line. I'm just not okay. And then hung up and proceeded to cry, because I was so gutted. I gave so much of myself to the company and the clients and serving people professionally with a great attitude and a smile, and gave them world-class customer service and even better work. My deliverables, the quality of my craftsmanship is top-notch. So, you know, when I got let go, I was just fucking stunned. Just like right now, trying to find work and I can't, I'm just stunned. I'm not a fucking has-been. I'm like world fucking class. And I can't get a fucking nibble.